Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you. So I want to start off with a couple little fun facts. So I'm sure all of you have been to a buffet before. That style of eating started in France sometime in the 17th century. Now, of course, that could be debated. Maybe it started somewhere else or any other time in history. But the point is that that style of eating started then, as far as Wikipedia goes. And I'm glad it did because my friends and I in high school loved buffets. We'd go to all kinds of different ones. There's a great Chinese buffet. There's hometown buffet. There's soup plantation where you had all you could eat buffets for a certain amount of money. And we'd usually go and eat so much that our welcome would not be welcomed anymore. And the wait staff would give us looks and tell us to leave. Sometimes the dishes would pile up on tables around us. And I'm sure that was very annoying. So if any of you listening, I was one of those teenage boys who overate at your buffet, I'm really sorry. But here's the point that I want to make. Our physical state has an effect on our spiritual state. When we're hungry, tired, and stressed, it takes a toll on our bodies, and it takes a toll on our souls. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 20, Paul's addressing how physical sins affect our bodies and how it also affects the body of the church. See, the issue the believers were living out, they were living out this philosophy of, I have the right to do anything. And so when they acted this out, it quickly became a problem because it opened up individuals to sin and then opened up everybody else to being hurt by that sin. We're made up of spirit or soul and also flesh. And we need to take care of both. Paul reminds us that physical training has some value, and he warns us to be careful because godliness or taking care of our soul is vital. We see that in 1 Timothy and his encouragement he makes to Timothy. And see, the sexual sin and the food laws and all the other things that were going on in Corinth was causing major effects to everybody there. So let's be careful to make sure that we take care of our souls and our bodies, which means no more all you can eat for me. But let's strive to be ready for what God calls us to do. That's going to take discipline. It's going to take a desire for things above more than for comfort right now. And so as we journey together, let's encourage one another. Let's take some time to reach out to someone who might need a reminder. Or if you need a little help, let me just remind you, we're here to do our best to walk alongside you in this journey and to help you along this journey. Thanks for listening today. Praying for you all. Love you all. I will talk to you guys soon.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.